Hi, beautiful this time of year.
Thank you.
No, we were here. Yeah, we were in Los Angeles and then just drove here. We figured we were on tour with Blink-182 and we were gonna play a show. And then I think they kept going, but we were just like going. We sort of wanted to Mr. Professional. We thought, you know, go and give ourselves a breather. I mean, it was a pretty odd time, right? So we came up to here to Vancouver and then flew home from Vancouver like a couple days later. Oh wow, that was
We were kind of wasted.
We were wasted, and
they just said, you know, would you guys want to come up and play a couple songs? And
yeah,
we did. I don't think it was very good. It was probably really sloppy.
It was really bad, actually. Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's great to be able to come to your own country and play big places like this and stuff. You know. We love playing everywhere, but I mean, Canada is definitely one of our favorite places to come back to. Well, I mean, it's great. I mean, we sort of had a talk before this. We even started this album with, you know, the four of us got together with Dave, and we were like, you know, if it's hard to go out on the road, especially he's married and stuff, and you know, if nobody's into it or whatever, I mean, just say so now. And he wasn't into it, so we were like, you know, no hard feelings, it's fine. So that, but the three of us were, well, Derek's not here, but the three of us were pretty excited. So, and then we, you know, we sort of had to rearrange some management and some business partners and stuff like that.
We're the touring guitarists now.
Yeah, and so like it's all great. We just, everybody's positive, and it's, you know, it's fun to be back out on the road again.
Yeah, used to be riding on the road, but now we take long enough breaks where most of the riders.
Derek's got some box that he had made that has all this recording equipment in it.
It's a rack.
I don't know. And then, I don't know. He seems to just carry it around. I've never actually seen it. So, but there's a potential to record. I don't think anything's recorded yet.
It's kind of the same as it always was. He was pretty much really involved in all the last two albums in the production side anyway. So it was just really natural and kind of the same, I'd say. Kind of a co-producer in a way.
Yeah, and it's just easy. I mean, we practiced so much beforehand that, you know, it was quick. I was only there for like a week or something like that.
Yeah, you were.
In and out.
Yeah.
I'm literally falling apart, man. We've all got tendonitis, and you know, I think we don't do a whole lot during the day.
It's kind of
wake up around 2, yeah. You know, yeah, do this, and then so we have 1 hour where we have to be energetic.
It's kind of the style of music we play. It gives you energy playing, yeah. You know. I mean, he can't, you know, he plays drums that fast for an hour.
Mm-hmm. It's like a workout. Who needs a power gym or whatever? Fuck you, Chuck Norris. My ass!
Yeah. Lyrically, it's...
I mean, it's, you know, I think we just keep getting better. I mean, the songwriting gets better, and the arrangements are better, the melodies are better, the performances are better. It's just as you get older and keep going, it's, you know, you improve. Then you get to a point where it's like this decline. I don't think we're there yet.
That's when you lose it all.
Yeah.
You just can't do it anymore.
I just like videos. My favorite one's Still Waiting, probably.
That's a good one.
You know, I mean, they're fun. You know, they're fun to do. So,
In Too Deep was fun.
Yeah, it was like the biggest budget. You know, it was like a 2-day shoot. We had, you know, stuntmen and stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, they're all fun for different reasons. That one, I don't really remember a whole lot of that because we were really drunk.
We were really drunk, but yeah, we had the dancers and they're all.
You know, there's always something happens. Like the last one we did for Walking Disaster, we had to destroy the place. It's in the treatment, but the guy that owned the place, you know, leave it to the guy. He's pretending. He knew that we were going to do that, and he agreed to it. But when it was actually happening, oh yeah, he's trying to close the garage doors that open into the shop, and he threatened to call the police, and he's going to hold us hostage. And then at the end of the whole thing, after all this animosity and intense hatred, he's like, can we have a picture? And so he gets his kids in there, and it was ridiculous. Anyway. Road to Ruin. Yeah. Abroad? Well, we just did some US dates, and then this will take us all the way to November 9th or something like that. The last show's in
Moncton.
Moncton.